Yeah, I want to take a look, before we do the sugya of Chal, I just want to take a look at the last Tosfos, which we didn't really talk about, we just glossed over it. And then Meir opened my eyes that actually this is a very interesting Tosfos. The last Tosfos, Nochlu Perakaris Al Yesa. So what is the Gemara? The Gemara says, after the Gemara said, the Gidei Misharinon, that we Mishar connected the whole Chal, because we Miyadin and Kamenofik Minei, so the Gemara says, "I hachi nafal ikdera cheres layeser." So why does it ask if it falls into another day? So, in other words, the Gemara assumes that all of the milk went out of the cow. There's two pshatim in Tosfos. Where did the Gemara get that assumption from? Either the Gemara got that from the line before that the b'day misharinon, that the Gemara assumes that if it's b'day misharinon, that must mean that all the milk went out of the cow. Tosfos asks, "How does the Gemara know? Maybe it's a sofet." Tosfos discusses that. But Kapanim, that's one way to learn the Gemara, that it comes out of the Bidei Misharinon. You see, all the milk goes out of the cup. The other pshat in Tosfos is that was axiomatic. The Gemara just knew that Sam said that all the milk goes out of the cup. Right? How do you mean? Maybe even though all the milk goes out of the cup, but maybe the Basar Kal is like you can ask the head or something. He says, no, you see the Kal that we. So the Gemara said, no, we're going back to the beginning of the Gemara. Kal Menaminion. You see, the Basar HaKal is part of the Shishim that are Mevatel L'Cholim. So you see, the Basar HaKal is not Chatichah Das Nevela. The Basar HaKal is Mutter. It's only the Cholim Shebegumas that's the problem. And it's axiomatic that all the Cholim goes out when you cook it. So Kachay Kach, but the Gemara has the Hanocha, either from the beginning of the Gemara or from the last line of the Gemara, that all of the milk goes out of the Kach. That's the Gemara. So in fact, the Gemara, Ihochi Nofel Ukter Acheres Lo Yosef. If all the milk went out of the Chal, so then Nofel Ukter Acheres should be Mutter. So Taisa says, Tolet Barah Chuku Fulei Lister, Kidei Pirashti Leo. Taisa says, the Gemara is not asking why is the Chal itself awesome. Like I explained before. What is Taisa like I explained before? The Taisa is the first Taisa. The Taisa explained that the Cholov is Mishalik B'Shavah. So it goes out evenly into the whole pot. Since the shishim, the whole pot, is not nice and tam to anything, and it's not nice and tam in the basar akal, and therefore the basar akal really should be mutter. So why is the basar akal also? So why is suatzmi also? Why is suatzmi also? If the basar doesn't have any tam chalav, all of the problem comes from the chalav. So why is suatzmi also? Right? That's what Tosfos is saying. Hold le parach igufa lelisa. Why is the Gemara asked if all the milk went out? So why is the chal itself also? That's the Gemara that asking. So Tosfos says, because I already explained that before. What does it mean, because I already explained it before? Because Tosfos explained before that why talk is the chal also. So Tosfos says two reasons. What were the two reasons? Efshel seichel also, or it's a special zera. So what does this want? So he already said that before. Why is he repeating it now? The answer is Poshut Pshat. It's not a kasha and teres. It's Poshut Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos is addressing a question in the Pshat and the Gemara. How come the Gemara understands that the Chal itself is Osir, but it doesn't understand that Nofel Gleder Acheres, but it still thinks that Nofel Gleder Acheres should be Mutter? If the Gemara understands that the Chal is Osir, so then that's why it asks the Gleder Acheres, because if the Chal itself is Osir, then it asks the Gleder Acheres. Like you see in the Gemara, you see in the Shakatai in the Gemara doesn't ask, why is the Chal Atzmei Osir? If all the milk went out, why is the Chal Atzmei Osir? We're not asking that. We're only asking about the Gleder Acheres. Tosfos is addressing that question. It's a question in the smoothness of the reading of the Gemara. If you're telling me that all the milk went out, so what are you asking me about the Acheres? Why not ask me on the Chal itself? Why is the Chal also all the milk went out? That's the question that Tosfos is addressing. Tosfos says, no, that's not fair. We already explained. The Chal itself is also, let's say the first answer in Tosfos, because Efshel L'Soich they also. But the Gemara is still asking that even though Efshel L'Soich they also, but not for the Acheres should be Mutter. So you see in this Tosfos Taka again that Efshel L'Soich they also doesn't mean that Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Efshel L'Soich they also doesn't mean that the Chaticha itself becomes also in the sense that it could Aser other things. Because what did Tosfos gain? If Efshel L'Soich they also, so the Chal is also, if the Chal is also, so not for the Acheres, it should Aser the other there. You see again in Tosfos, we already saw it in Tosfos before, but here it comes up again, and it emerges. Tosfos is telling me that this is actually emergent from the Pshat and the Gemara. It emerges from the Shakti Kaya of the Gemara. That even though we understand that the Chal Atzmei is also, we're not asking Chal Atzmei why is it also. We understand the Chal Atzmei is also, because Efshel L'Soich they also. But efshel asayche also means you can't eat the chal. But it doesn't mean that the chal can be nice and tam in the nether, in another k'tera and asa the other k'tera. From Ashul Pointer, are those Rishonim will learn the Ran and that efshel asayche also, the reason why efshel asayche is also is because the chaticha itself is nasa nevela. So it's efshel asayche, that means the baster is also. If the baster is also, so nafal k'tera cheres, the baster should also ask the k'tera cheres because it's nice and tam. The baster is nice and tam in the k'tera cheres. What Taisus is talking about. So that's exactly what Taisus is pointing out. Taisus is pointing out, you see in the Gemara that it's two different things. The Chalat's money, we're not bothered why it's also, because that's Efshel Seichli. But nonetheless, Efshel Seichli has nothing to do with Chaticha, Naseh, Nevela. As we explained, because it's two different things. Efshel Seichli also means that the Chal itself, the Chal itself, since it had Basar in it, so it was Nesa, the Chal itself, since it had, was Nesa, Machmas, the Chalos, so even though the Chalov left, the Chal, as an abstract entity, remains Bisur. But that doesn't mean that the Basar Chal is Usur, and therefore if it's nice and if the Basar is nice and tam in the Kdera Cheres, it'll ask the Kdera Cheres. The Basar itself is not the problem. The Basar doesn't have any, the Basar itself was not Nasa Nevela. The Chal itself, that's what Chaticha Nasa Nevela means in Quentin. Chaticha Nasa Nevela means that the Chal itself, this is the ground that we covered already in Taisus. In Taisus, you see this strange thing that there's a difference between the chal and the basar chal. The basar chal is not nasin available. And therefore, when it's not looked there, chayres, the Gemara thinks, who cares if the basar is nice and tall? The basar is certainly nice and tall, but we don't care about the basar. The basar was never also. The problem was the chal. What is the chal? You know, that's what we grapple with before Taisus. What do we mean when we talk about the chal? The basar is mutter. The chalav is gone. So what exactly is this efshel asayich be'asar? What is the thing that's efshel asayich be'asar? So he's apparently quite the Taisus. There's this thing called the Chal, which is neither the Basar nor the Chalav. It's the Chal. And I said yesterday, I think that's a Drabon. That's probably a Drabon idea. But it's based on the idea of Efshel Asayich. There's this thing called the Chal. The Chal, since it's Efshel Asayich also, since it was also L'chatil because of the Chalav Shebegumais, the Chal remains also, you can't eat the Chal. But the Basar Chal is Mutter. So therefore, Nofalik Deracheres, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Nofalik Deracheres. Well, the chal itself you can't eat because there's this thing called the chal, and it was also mitzav the cholov, so it remains also. But nafalik deracheres, what's nice in tam? The cholov is not nice in tam because the cholov is gone. The basar is nice in tam, but the basar is mutter. The chal is just an abstraction that it remains bisui, but it's an abstraction. So be affecting them on nafalik deracheres la loyos lo yesa. The question is, what's the teres? Shavu rabban can avail. It's not so clear. What's the test in them? So what's the Shavu Rabban Kinevela? It can't mean they made the Basar like an Avela. Because if they made the Basar like an Avela, so why can't it mean that? Maybe it means they made the Basar like an Avela. Maybe the Rabban they made the Basar like an Avela. That can't be. Why? Point to Taisus. Because then it would be Menaminyan. Then it couldn't be Menaminyan. That was the beginning of Taisus. That was Taisus at the very beginning of the Sukkot. Yeah, the Ran is Cholot. The Ran says the Basar is also Midir Rabbana, but since B'shas and the Fila was Mutter, so it's Menaminyan. The Taisus doesn't have it. Taisus says if the Basar would be also, then it wouldn't be Menaminyan. So with that, Taisus never left. That's true in the Maskana as well. So the Basar is not also. And the Cholot is gone. It's just the abstraction that the Chal is Epsilon Seichli also, it's Nishir B'Yisroel. And that's the Gemara's question there. For we understand, you can't eat the Chal, Epsilon Seichli also, Kiri Pirashti Leel, says Taisus. That's what. The Gemara is not asking in the Chal because the Gemara knows what Taisus said before, that there's Efshel Seichli also. So we're not asking why can we eat the Chal. We understand that since the Chal was also mitzav the Cholov Shavoy, so even after the Cholov leaves, the Chal, quote unquote, the Chal, you're not allowed to eat. But the Gemara is asking, but Novelik Deracheres, who cares if you're not allowed to eat the Chal? So fine, I have this concept of Efshel Seichli. But nothing's being nice and tam in the other Kedera. Because, again, the Bos is Mutter and the Cholov is not nice and tam because the Bos happened to be nice and tam, it's not here. So then, what's very not clear then is what's the teretz of Shavu Rabban Kinevela? So I think yesterday I had said, and that's why this Taisus is important. Yesterday I had said, and I think it's not right, that the Shavu Rabban Kinevela is an explanation of the Chaticha Nasa of the Efshel Seichli. That really Efshel Seichli midiraisi shouldn't apply because there's no Chaticha here. The boss is mutter, the cholav is gone. There's no Chaticha. That's Efshel Seichli also. The Gemara says, but midrabbanan is an efshel asayichli also because shavua can avail. From this Taisus, you see, that's not right. That's the correct way, I guess. Because from this Taisus is telling me that the Gemara in the Kashin knows that that Eshel Estrechli is also, and that Eshel Estrechli also applies to a Chal. Everything Taisa said before, the Gemara knows in the Kashin. And that's why the Gemara is not here. This is the last Kashin Gemara. Not to look there at Hez. The Gemara knows that Eshel Estrechli is also, and the Gemara understands that that's why the Chal is also. But still the Gemara is bothered. But why is it, when Nafla Terech Harris shouldn't ask him? So you see the svar of Efshel Esreichli also by Yechal is before we know the svar of Shavu Kinevei. The Gemara in the Kashya didn't know Shavu Kinevei. And nonetheless, the Gemara understood that it's an Efshel Esreichli also, but you can't eat the Chal. So that's not built on Shavu Kinevei, that's the din of Efshel Esreichli also itself. I'm not sure if it's the Eisen, the Rabbanon, but that's the din of, that's built on Efshel Esreichli itself. So that the Gemara understands. But the Gemara, Efshel Esreichli doesn't make it an Avela. Efshel Esreichli means you can't eat the Chal. But Efshel Esreichli doesn't make it that you, that Efshel Esreichli is not Chatichon Nas Nevela. Efshel Esreichli doesn't ask the Kteach Heres. So not look Kteach Heres, the Gemara is bothered. You see, there's this gap. We understand the Chal is also, but we don't understand why it's not look Kteach Heres. And that's what they're telling me. We understand the Chal is also because Efshel Esreichli also. But we don't understand why it asks the Kteach Heres. And that thing Gemara has to answer. So that thing Gemara answers, Shavu can avail. Yeah, but what does that mean? Shavu can avail. Shavu can avail. So if it's can avail, so why is it in Aminim? If the Bosses can avail, then why is it in Aminim? So the Chayyim have to say, but it needs a Hezber, that the Gemara, that it's going back, it's still going on the Chal as this, you know, the Chal as a thing that's not the Bosser. But the Gemara thought, the Gemara is still going, the Bosser is Mutter. It's only the Chal, also the Chal remains Bisurik. So what's the Teretz Shavu can avail? Not very enough. What's the Teretz Shavu can avail? You have to say something along the lines that since the Chal had the power to ask the first bearer, granted, it's not the Gumish Shabbat, the Chol of Shabbat Gumish, but it had the power to ask the first, it had the power to ask the first bearer. And since the Chal is still also, because of Eshel Seichtai, so the Rabbanan said that just like the Chal asked the first bearer, it's not the Chol of Shabbat Gumish, so they made it like a novella, I mean, they made it like a Chaticha Nas novella. They made it like, since the Chal had the power to ask the first bearer, the Chal is the power to ask the second day. Not the Bosar Chal. The Bosar Chal is still Mutav Harayis Min Aminyan. But they gave the Chal, which is also mitzad the Chal of Shebegumas, and remains also even after the Chal of Shebegumas is gone. So they said that thing called Chal, since it's Nishav Yisuroi, so they said it's as if it never changed. And now it asks the Tera Cheres, mitzad the Chal, which remains the Yisuroi, mitzad the Chal of Shebegumas. And we look at the Keilu Midirabonon as if the Chol of Shebegumis is still asking the Chal, and therefore the Chol of Shebegumis asked the second there as well. Hagam, there is really no such no Chol of Shebegumis. Very strange. And I'm open to suggestions that maybe there's some other Havana here in the Teretz of Shavuot Kinevela that's really hard to understand. But the main point is that there's a tikkun here in what we said yesterday. It's clear in Taisus, the first Taisus, that Efshel Esreichli also is separate from Ticha Nas Nevela. That's the whole Taisus. The Bosser is not Nevela. There's no Chaticha Nas Nevela. The Bosser was never Nesa. What Chaticha Nas Nevela? The Bosser was never Matam. Never got Tam Cholov. The Cholov is Chalik B'Shabbat. It's Bottle B'Shishim. The Bosser HaKal never got Tam Cholov. It was never Nas Nevela. So Taisus, why is it awesome? It's not the Cholov Shibagumas. Right, Taisus, just going back. The Chol of Shebegumis is gone. So Taisa said, Efshel Esreichli also. You see, it's Efshel Esreichli also, even though the boss is not also. The boss is Benaminim. Nonetheless, the Chal, there's this thing called the Chal, and the Chal is Efshel Esreichli also, and it remains Bisa. So yesterday's Shira was, how does that make any sense? What do you mean Efshel Esreichli? But Efshel Esreichli has to be a thing that was Nesar, and even though the Seed by Seres went away, but the thing remains Bisa. What's the thing over here that was Nesar? And even though the Seed by Seres went away, it remains Bisurit. The Bosser is Mutter, even with the Bosser was Mutter from the beginning. The Chal of Shebegumis is in here. So what's the Efshel? So what is the Efshel Esreichli? What is the Chaticha that was Nesar, and now it was Seichet out the Seed by Seres, but it remains Bisurit? It's not the Bosser, it's not the Chal. So what is it? So yesterday Shia was that it's the Chal. And it's the thing called the Chal that transcends the Bosser and the Chal. Then I asked, that's a modern zach. I can tell. That's a strange thing. So I said, oh, it's a derabbanan. And I said, and I pointed to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shavu Rabbanan. What do you mean, Rabbanan? Efshel Esreichli is maybe din deraisa. Taisus Ben Dafkuf says that Chaticha Nas Nevela is deraisa. And if Chaticha Nas Nevela is deraisa, then Efshel Esreichli also has to be deraisa because one is built on top of the other. So why is the Gemara called it a Rabbanan? It should be a Rabbanan. So what I said yesterday was, that's why it's the Rabbanan. Because it's all built on Eshel HaSoifti. It's not a real Eshel HaSoifti, but it's a Rabbanan Dik Eshel HaSoifti. That's what the Gemara means, Shavu Kinevem. This Tais is telling me that I'm wrong. Because this Tais is pointing out that you see there's a point in the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the Kashan, not to look there, but the Gemara didn't ask, why is who asked me also? You see, there's a point in the Gemara where the Gemara understood that the Kachal is also because Eshel HaSoifti also, but it still doesn't understand why the Kter Acheres is also. And to explain the Kter Acheres, we say Shavuot Kinevel. To explain the Kachal itself, why it's also, we don't need Shavuot Kinevel. We only need the Shavuot Kinevel to explain the Kter Acheres. So you see clearly that I was wrong yesterday. That the Eshel HaSoifti also, the Kachal itself is also Eshel HaSoifti, that's not the Shavuot Kinevel. That's somehow a real Eshel HaSoifti. I don't know, maybe it's the Rabbanan, the Eshel HaSoifti, but it's not what the Gemara means by Shavu Kinevel. That's Eshel HaSoifti, also the Chal remains be Surah. But that's the Chal, it's not the Bosa. Not the Kter Acheres, the Gemara is still bothered, why is the Kter Acheres also? And that the Gemara answers, but we don't know what it means, Shavu Kinevel. So the Chal, what it has to mean is, what I'm suggesting now, even though it's a little bit strange to me, means, since the Chal remains be Surah, Machmas the Chal of Shev Gupshev Gumis that used to be here, so therefore, Shavua can avail that we look at the Chal as still having Chal of Shabbat. And therefore, Novelak there, Charis is also. Nice, that's a very hard thing to grasp. The Moshe Lavishai, what will be if the Kter Charis was made of potatoes? It wasn't there of boss, it was a Kter of potatoes. So what's normally in it? Something's made of, you have meat to fell into potatoes, and you want to know a boss of the Chal fell into potatoes. How do you know if it's nice and tar? How do you know if it's mutter also? So the shishim, but you don't need to have shishim. What do you? There's another ace. Yeah. Give it to a kfeil. Would you give it to a kfeil over here? Such a case. You have a chal, you cooked it out, all the chal went out, but eshel HaSoifti is also, and now shaviyuk can avail, and it falls into a pot of potatoes. So shaviyuk can avail. So what are you going to do? You're going to give it to a kfeil. What's the kfeil going to say? Yes, the kfeil though, did he taste any chalup? But I don't say he doesn't taste any chalup. He'll taste bosser, but the boss is mutter. So I don't know, what would be the din? It'll be mutter. Only min v'min is also, because he can't give it to a kfeil, so he's a shishin. That already could be good, but maybe it's enough that the kfeil tastes tam bosser, even though the boss is mutter. But when he tastes tam bosser, so he says, oh, you taste tam bosser, you taste in chal, and the chal is of you can avail. I don't know. It's a sophic maybe. What'll be the halacha according to Tosfos in such a case?
Is the opinion that holds Shadar Rabban Chachatel Nevela arguing the opinion of Chachamim and Minyan?
No, it's clear in the Gemara now. That's what Tosfos says. We understand. That's what Tosfos says, that it's clear in Tosfos. We're not chayser from Chachamim and Minyan. I mean, everybody agrees. No chazor in the Gemara from Chachamim and Minyan.
So when they're coming to Kachal Ashmaaser,
right? The Chal is also, but it's still in the Minyan. So Tais said before, the Chal is also the Chal of Shebegumis. I have a Chal of Shebegumis is gone, but that's Eshel HaSoifti. But the Bosser is still Mutter. That was the long Taisis before. That's the whole Chiddush of Taisis. The Chal is also because the Eshel HaSoifti also of the Chal of Shebegumis. But the Bosser Chal is Mutter, that's why the Chal is the Bosser is Minamini. And the Gemara understands that at the very end of the Gemara, the Gemara still understands that. The Gemara doesn't understand, so not look there, Chayas. What's with the Chayas? Why is it Asa? The Bosser is Mutter. The chal is only off. The chal itself is only also because Eshel HaSoifti. Eshel HaSoifti just means that the chatich itself remains b'isur, even though the sibay seres went away. But it doesn't mean that that chatich, if it's nice in time, and another chatich, there's a problem, unless there's chanan. But right here, you don't have chanan because the bus is not also. More answers. There's a shaviyul kinevel. I'm not telling you what the shaviyul kinevel means. It just doesn't explain it. Okay. So we're going to leave that with an open question. What's the Havon exactly in the Shavua Kinevela? I guess my Hagosha is, if you would ask me, where I would wager, where I put my money, it would be that the Shavua Kinevela means, because of this question, what will it be if you gave it to a Kinevela? It's hard for me to imagine that if you're going to give it to a Kinevela, Kinevela can say, I only taste Bosa, I don't taste Chol, we're going to say, oh, then it's okay. So then you defeated the whole novel of Derech Eretz Lo Yosef. I mean, technically you could say, yeah, Nechrami. I mean, B'shein Amin, you'll give it to a Kfeila. What'll be the following? You make it even more weird. If there's a Kfeila around, so we'll give it to a Kfeila, say, I don't taste any Cholov. So it'll be Mutter. Why not? taste basar, but the basar is mutter. The only problem is because of the shavu rabban kinevel of the chal, which is also mitzad the chal of shibalumas. The kefela says he doesn't taste any abstract chal that's also al shavu rabban as the eshel sefti aser from the chal of shibalumas. He can't taste that. All he tastes is basar. The basar is mutter. So if we're going to say that's mutter, and what if it's lekka kefela? Lekka kefela is b'shishim. No, b'shishim already. Shishim yiduni. That's the Gemara. Nafalik derecheres shishim yini. That'd be very bizarre. If there's no kefela, then you need shishim. But if there's a kefela, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. And I will say, okay. Maybe we'll say no. Maybe mim b'sheni mim is always mutter. Because even if, as long as the shishim, so I know that if there'd be a kefela here, he wouldn't taste. But it's only by mim b'minoy, where it's not shayach a kefela. Mim b'minoy, that's what they were goyser shavu rabban kinevela. A lot of things to oppose in the Gemara. A lot of the yash is going to have to be that if a kefela tasted and he tastes basar, then it's osur. That's part of the shavu rabban kinevela. If they made it like an avela, that means that it's not for the derech eres asus. That means if the kefela tastes chal, then it's also. He doesn't have to taste chalav. There is no chalav. He tastes chalav. He tastes chalav. It's also. So how does that mean? So, and that's part of the shavu rabban kinevela. So that means that they made the basar like an avela. But how could that be? The whole point of Tosfos before is that they didn't ask the basar. If they asked the basar, then chalav wouldn't be minyan. I think the answer is going to have to lie somewhere in the territory of the basar be'emes is mutter. The basar be'emes is mutter, and therefore, because it doesn't have any tam chalav, and never had tam chalav. The basar never had tam chalav. The chalav, so the basar is mutter. There's no eshla sotka in the basar because the basar never had tam chalav. The basar was never asur, and therefore the basar is min aminyan. It's mishar to the shishim in the pach. But the rabbanan said the chal. There is something called the chal. And the chal is also as efshel seichtoi. But the efshel seichtoi asses the basar. Not merely the kedat, it asses the basar. But it asses the basar because the basar has the status of chalav shebegumis. So the basar is also because I look at the basar and I see chalav shebegumis. Because efshel seichtoi also. It had chalav shebegumis, you couldn't eat the basar before because of the chalav shebegumis, so you still can't eat the basar because of the chalav shebegumis. So the basar not also meets that atzmai, therefore it's min aminyan. But it remains also mitzad the chalav shebegumis, and the iser is in the basar mitzad the chalav shebegumis. And therefore when it's nafalik derecheres, I say that basar, if it's nice and tam, it's more common in the first time. Because it means that the tam basar is the you have to get rid of the tam basar in the second time. In the first part, the tam basar is mitztarif to the minyan, that it's that the tam basar is a mila. I use the tam basar as part of the shishin. When I come to the next part, so if it's basar in the next part, I also use the basar to be mitztarif to the shishin. Tosfos never said that the second tear is more common than the first. The Rana is such a notion. Maybe the second tear is more common than the first. The Rana is a whole different shita that really the basar is osur. It's just b'shas nefila was mutter, and that's only by the first tear. By the second tear, b'shas nefila was already osur. The Rana is a whole different world. But in the world of Tosfos, the Tosfos doesn't have it. So about the second tear is not more common than the first tear. By the first tear, the tam basar was a help, not a hindrance. We were happy to have tam basar because we used the tam basar together with the other tam basar to move out the tam of the chalav. Then you get to the second tear. So what's going on? If it's a tat, let's say the second tera, and the second tera is potatoes, so then I say, I want to get rid of the tam basar. In the first tera, the tam basar was good. It was good for us. And the second tera, the tam basar is bad for us. How could that be? For any of that, I don't know. We're ending on a... I know what the problem will be. At the end of the day, it's the basar. The tam basar, is it good for us or bad for us? In the first tera, the tam basar is good for us. It's min aminyan. If the tam basar of the chal is mitzar to the other basar in the pot to be mevatel the tam of the chal and to be mat to the rest of the keter, the chal itself you can't eat. Fine, that's you can't eat the chal itself, but the rest of the keter is mutter. So now it is nafalik derecheres. So it's also nafalik derecheres. Also, what does it mean? Also, give it to a kefela. When you give it to a kefela, what are you asking him to taste? You're asking him to taste if there's tam of chal. If it asks a derecheres, the chora that means it asks a derecheres b'nisinas tam. What other measure is there? It asks the second derech b'nisinas tam. What tam exactly is it giving to the second derech? When you ask the chal, Is this Kal Asr in my second Kdera? So you're asking, is it nice and time in the Kdera? What time are you asking to look out for? Tam Basar. There is no other time. Tam Basar. That Tam Basar, so you're telling me the Tam Basar is the thing you need to get rid of. How can it be both? How can the second Kdera, the Tam Basar is the time you want to get rid of? And the first Kdera, the Tam Basar helps me to get rid of the Tam Cholam. Does that make sense of it?
How is it not confusing us in the Bela for saying the Tam Basar is what Asr is the next Kedera?
That's part of the problem in a way. Tosis lays down in the beginning that there is no Chatitha Nas in the Bela. He says the boss is not Asr. Because if the boss was Asr, it wouldn't be a Minaminian. And Tosis explained why is there no Chatitha Nas in the Bela. Because the Chala was never nice in time in the Basar from the very beginning. It wasn't nice in time in the Basar and then it left. It was never nice in time in the Basar because it was immediately Mishalach B'Shalach. So the Basar, and that's Tosis, that's the bedrock of Tosis. Otherwise, the Ran denies the whole thing. The Ran says the Basar is also. Aye, so why is it in that minion? Shasheter was mutter, so they were makel to be mitzarefet to the minion. Tosis is mimayin in that. Tosis holds if the chal is min minion, that means the Basar is mutter, and that's why and there's no chanan. The Basar is mutter. The Tam Basar helps me to get rid of the Tam Cholam. The more Tam Basar I have, the better I am. If I have a Chal with a lot of Basar, I'm happy. Because then I need less Basar to be Ma'at the Cholam. The Basar here is a force for Heter. What happens when it's not for Lekdei Acheres? Nas in Avela. Shavu Rabban in Avela. When it falls Lekdei Acheres, the Basar is also. That means I need to get rid of the Tam of the Basar. I mean, what other Tam am I getting rid of? Shishim does a Shirin is in the Tam. Not for the Acheres. Unless we'll be Doichuk, but I think it's very hard. We'll be Doichuk and we'll say, no, the Tam Basar is still Mutter. And if it falls into another pot, Min B'Shein Aminoi of potatoes, it'll be a lot of Mutter. Because Min B'Shein Aminoi is B'Nois and Tam. And the Tam, the only Tam here that's also is the Cholov. And the Kfeil is not going to taste any Cholov over here, because we only have a Lomdush Cholov of Efshul Seichtoi, and that doesn't have any taste. So about it, it'll be mutter. The Gemara that says Nofelik Deracheres Asers, that means it fell in the Minoy. It fell into a pot of other meat. Into a pot of other meat, that's not the nice in time. That's time of Shir of Shishim. That Shir of Shishim, Chazal would goize that Lagabi, the Shir of Shishim, since the Khal is also as Efshul Seichtoi, Shavua Kinevelo, and the Khal is also, the Khal needs Bittul B'Shishim. The Khal needs Bittul B'Shishim. And that'll come out that the chal, and then maybe the chal won't be minemim. In that case, the chal won't be minemim. Then we still have a problem. So in the Ketei Rishayna, why has the chal minemim? Bishlam is minemim to get rid of the tam chalov, but the chal is also min b'minim with the other part, the other meat in the pot. Why don't I say that I need shishim and the other meat in the pot, kenega the chal, because of the min b'minoi problem? But why don't I have a problem maybe that's not so sure. Because if I have 59 pieces of meat in the first pot, you know, it's not a shilshe. We're still going up against the same problem. If you need, even if we're going to say that the Kedera Cheres only asks Min B'Mino, you're not Min B'Shein B'Mino. But in the first part, there's also a Min B'Mino. In the first part, you have the Chal, you have the Cholov, and you have 59 other pieces of meat of that size. So the Cholov, I understand. We get rid of the Cholov because there's no time Cholov, because the Chal is Min B'Mino. But who asks me also? Who asks me also means the Gemara says at the end, Shavua Kinevela. The Chal itself is so also that if it falls into another pot of meat, you're going to need 60 pieces of meat to be mevatel. Because the Chal itself is Kinevela. So then I don't understand. So even in the first pot, granted you got rid of the Cholov, and so the pot is mutter because the Cholov is not nice in time in the pot, but the Basar of the Chal is Kinevelo, and the Basar of the Chal is Min B'Mino with the other Min in the pack, and should Asr Das Min B'Mino, and for that you need Shishim without the Chal, because Shavua Kinevelo. So there's no, This problem is—it keeps coming in one form or another. The problem keeps coming back. If you're telling me that the Kal Asa is the second Teira, that means you need. When the Kal Asa is the second Teira, if you need 60 pieces of meat connected the Kal in the second Teira, then you're going to need 60 pieces of meat connected the Kal in the first Teira. Elam will say, maybe in the second Teira you only need 59 pieces of meat. Or it has to be. If in the first part you only need 59 pieces of meat, so in the second Teira you only need 59 pieces of meat. So how could that be? The Kal is only answering the second Teira because Shavu Kinevela. So if it's Shavu Kinevela, how could it be in a minion? In a way, it's the same problem.
Because of the
milk, not
the
pack.
She
looked
like
the
first part.
She's like
in the first part, it wasn't actually
asked
for us to eat.
But Asher's the pack. With what nice in time is it Asher in the pack? Maybe it Asher's the pack, though. Again, with what?
Which is Mimamino and Tami.
So if it asks the second part, it asks the first part, Mimimino. And if it's asking the second part, Mimimino, then she needs 60 connected the Chal. It must be you need 59 connected the Chal. That's the Chesmah. You can't have the second there, it can't be worse than the first there. So if the first there was enough 59, the second there must be enough 59. If the second there is enough 59, has it enough 59? Because the Chal is Mimimino.
Saw in Iran that
the Shas Nefila. Yeah, but Tosis, if you hold like the Ran, then you don't need the whole Tosis. Tosis from the very beginning looked out like the Ran. Because if you hold like the Ran, you can say the Bosser is also, then the Bosser is Mamish also. If the Bosser is also, so why is it Menemiyim? Because the Shas Nefila wasn't also.
Yes, why can you say that?
Because Tosis at the very beginning should have gone in a different direction.
So,
but it's not Chazor Tosis in that. There's not Chazor. Then Tosis, if Tosis goes to Har Neflek, they learn the whole Sigil like the Ran. See, Tosis doesn't have that swan. That the bosser could be also, but since Bishas Nefila was mutter, so you don't need, so it's minaminion. Tosis also, if the bosser is also, then it can't be minaminion. If it's minaminion, it's not also. But the end of the Gemara is that Shavu Kinevela. So this Shavu Kinevela must, however it is, this whatever the Shavu Kinevela means, whatever they did to it, that they made it like a Nevela, but it can't be more chomer than the Kal in the first part. The Kal in the first part. Unless we'll say that we need to say that we just make believe, even though I don't like it, we make believe the chalav is still there. We make believe the chalav is still there. So if it falls into the second part, you need 59 pieces of meat. And then I can make believe that I was in the matal tam of the chalav. I give it to a kfeilav. We have this pasuk, give it to a kfeilav. The chalav falls into the second part, we're making believe the chalav is still there. So give it to a kvela. Unless we say Yitaka can't give it to a kvela, because the kvela can't taste the make-believe milk. So you're not allowed to give it to a kvela. We won't rely on a kvela. Because he can't taste the invisible milk. Like the emperor's new clothes.
Let me mention 2 weeks ago the Kasha and the Afronim, how we're sure that the milk that comes out, how could it be equal to the volume of the meat of the kal?
Right.
So maybe we could try to say that we have to mishair, like the basar kal that the kvela would taste, and consider it as if it's milk. And that's maybe what shaviva kinevela means.
So why doesn't it happen in the first part? And all these things come back to the same problem. So why isn't that true in the first part? The first part, you got rid of the tam cholov with 59 pieces of meat plus the basar kal. You got rid of the tam cholov. But why don't I take the time of the Bosar Kal and make believe that that's milk? I'm going to do it in the second era, and then you're going to need 60 pieces of meat to get rid of the time of the Kal.
It wasn't
Esher.
Maybe because in the first part it wasn't Esher Schoto yet until all the milk left. The milk was in the gumos.
Yeah, but Esher Schoto is worse after the milk leaves than before the milk leaves. Sorry, Esher Schoto means it doesn't get better after the milk leaves, but it's hard to imagine it gets worse.
No, but it doesn't exist yet when it hasn't left yet.
No, it's not also doesn't mean that when the milk leaves, the wizard is chal. Eshel Sechta also means that even when the milk leaves, it doesn't become mutter, but it remains also. It can't become more also than it was in the first place.
When kachal is in a minion, is it considered as if it is like the same thing as the pot, or is it its own third thing? Or is it, what does it mean that it's part of the minion?
means you only need 59 pieces of chal sized meat to be the
matzah.
We're counting it as you need 60 pieces of meat to get rid of the challah. So we count the challah itself as one of the 60 pieces of meat. Because Tosfos learns, because the basar of challah is really basar of heifer. That's the perishing Tosfos.
But we can also let the Rambam that it's a Hanan de Rabbon.
I don't know if it's going to help me. At the end of the day, I still have this problem. No, it's really two problems. First of all, I don't understand the lumbus of Shavuot Kinevei. Okay, that's not the worst problem in the world. We'll make up a lumbus for it. But I have this problem also, I mean, which it's one problem informs the other, which is I just don't understand it from Mitzias. When it falls the Kdei Acheres, and it asks the Kdei Acheres, L'chayre the Kal is still minimini. Because otherwise, the second tera is going to be more chum than the first tera. How could that be according to Tosfos? So it must be that the chal is still min haminyan. So how does that work? The chal is min haminyan when I'm trying to mivatel tam chalav, but here I don't have any tam chalav. I need a mivatel tam of the basa. No, it's the kitzer. When the chal falls into the second tera, if it's min b'shein haminyan, so what's with the kfeila? And even if we'll say Nechnaam is Hakamotir, and it's only when it's Midbaminoi. But when it's Midbaminoi also doesn't make any sense. It's Midbaminoi. Maybe the din of Nafal Kdei Acheres is only if it's meat. Midbaminoi. And I only need 59. So how was the seichel on that? I only need 59 pieces of meat. Midbaminoi. To be Mavatal Chal, because Chal has my os. So I guess that's because I make believe that there's milk in there. I make believe that there's milk. And therefore, even when it's not like Derech Eretz and all the milk is gone, I make believe that there's milk. And this piece of meat has to have another 59 pieces of meat to be mevatel b'shishim, the make believe milk. And that's the din of Shavuot in Avela. Maybe that's okay. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe this is. I'm not sure if we covered this ground yet or not. Yeah.
The Gemara knows that right now. The Gemara knows we have to milk there. He still didn't think of Shas over there. That's what the chassid is.
Yeah, but the Gemara didn't normally Efshel Sarek the Aser is not a reason to Aser or anything else. You need Chana, because that's the whole Shito. That Chaticha Nas Nevel just means the Nesa remains a Nesa. But it's nothing to do with being, but that doesn't mean the Aser's other things. Because that's all part of Taisa's scheme of things. That Efshel Sarek the Aser doesn't mean that the Nesa, the Chaticha, becomes Aser Be'etzim. It just blibes a Nesa. But when it falls into another path, the Gemara says that should be fine because this may bribe an Esar, but it's not an Oyser. It's Misayeya the Oyser shall this battle, but here the Oyser is gone. The Cholah was the Oyser, and the Oyser is gone. So it bribes an Esar, but there's no Oyser. That I think is all Emes. So the question is exactly how does it work when it's not looked there? Again, if it's not looked there, min b'shein, min lechayer, you give it to Kvela, you won't taste Cholah. And the fact that it'll taste basar, I don't think that could be an issue because then the Kedei Rishonim of the Tam Basar should also be a problem. So Elamai will say no, Nimishen Minoi, give it to a Kfeila and you're fine. The Gemara is talking about Mimbaminoi. By Mimbaminoi, how much do you need? Again, same problem. If you need 60, so the Kedei Rishonim should also need 60. It must be it's enough to have 59. So what's the seichel of 59? 59 pieces of meat. With this piece of meat, so now I'm a battle. What am I a battle? Chol's not here. I need a battle. Shavuot Kinevei. Then they, unless we'll say Shavuot Kinevei means that we make believe that this buzzer still has the chol of Sheva Gumas. So if you have 59 other pieces of meat, you fell into another pot of meat. I make believe that this chol over here. So the 59 other pieces of meat, with this piece of meat, will be a battle to make believe milk. That would work, but that's the story in the first part too. But that I don't understand. So then it's min b'mino. Even when it, so then means what are we trying to mivatul and make believe milk? So that means that when this chal falls into other pieces of meat, it's not min b'mino. It's still min b'shein b'mino. Because what I'm trying to mivatul is not the meat, but the chal of shibagumis. That's min b'shein b'mino. So give it to a kfeila. You have a chal, second kreir, chal, empty, it falls into another piece of meat. So what do I need in a bottle? The make-believe milk. So the make-believe milk, give it to a kreir, you won't taste it.
It's a problem even in the beginning of the
sugya. Yeah, in Khami, now it becomes a problem even in the beginning. No, in the beginning of the sugya, maybe you could give it to a kvela. But it's like a kvela. But now I know it's in the beginning of the sugya, a kvela would taste the milk. But very shayna, they really would taste it. So man, in Khami, give it to a kvela, it'll taste it. But now we're talking about when the milk became invisible, it disappeared, it's a theoretical milk. So give it to Kvela. Unless the answer is maybe Taka can't give it to Kvela. Maybe the part of the Rabbanim, since they asked to make, they made the milk also even when it's make believe, so Taka can't give it to a Kvela. Because you would need a Kvela because they make believe milk. Maybe that's the maskam. Maybe that's how we have to understand. Shavu can avail means. Not that they asked the Bosa. Just to sum up. Maybe this is a good stopping point. The Shavu can avail can't mean they asked the Bosa because that's the given in Taisus that if the Bosa is also, it can't be Menaminya. So it must mean. Even after Shavu Kenevelo, they made the asset the Chal mitzav the Chol of Shibagumas. Even though, I understand that, looks like they also obliged in Esar, but that's not an Eiser. But they said they made it into an Eiser. They said the Chal mitzav the Chol of Shibagumas not only obliged in Esar, but it becomes an Eiser. But it's an Eiser mitzav the Chol of Shibagumas. I the Chol of Shibagumas not here, we make believe that it's here. And that's why, Nofluk Deracheres, we need 59 other pieces of meat to be Mavatal. The make believe chal of shibagumis, because this chal is also means how the make believe chal of shibagumis. You need another 59 pieces of meat. I say, keep asking, so give it to a kvela. So maybe the answer is once they made this takana, you pocket can't give it to a kvela. What's the kvela going to tell you? And the first day also, you don't give it to a kvela. That's part of the gzeira. The gzeira was you can't give it to a kvela. It includes. You can't give it to a kvela because they said the chal is also mitzad shavu kinevela, which means since even after the milk leaves, the chal remains an esar. Okay, that's a good formula also. Shavu efshel asoichti also according to Taisus means that the chaticha remains an esar even after the issue went away. So the chal remains an esar. Frankly, Mark, so I understand it's an esar. That's the last line of Gemara. But nafluk teracheres tano iser. Hanan is a different idea that the neser is misayet to the iser shalei spato, but here the chalav is gone. So nafluk teracheres, the chal may be a neser, but it's not an iser. So nafluk teracheres should be mutter. And for the Gemara, not only do they make the chal into a neser, not only does the chal as efshel soichtoi, not only does the chal blive a neser, but it becomes an iser also. But it's not the regular din of Hanan. The regular din of Hanan is that the neser is misayet to the iser shalei spato. Over here the chalav is gone. There's no iser. This is a different din. It's not a regular chanan. It's a new halacha that they made the neser into an oisah. It's more like the other rishonim's chanan. This shavuah can avail means, but the other rishonim hold by every chanan that the chaticha becomes an avail b'etzem. Tais doesn't have it. Tais holds that's not what chanan means. Chanan means the neser is maseiah to the oisah shalei lizabat. But here by chal, here there's a phenomenon which is sort of like what the other rishonim would call chanan. Here you have a phenomenon that the as chaticha nas nevela as I'm sorry as etchlus they also the chal lives in nesa, and now Shavu Rabbanu Kenevela says that the nesar now becomes an oiser, but it's an oiser the way it was an eser. It's an oiser mitzav the chalav shebegumis with the dinam of it's a nesar mitzav the chalav shebegumis which doesn't really exist, but they gave it a din kilu the chalav shebegumis is still here. But it's the buser is still musr. The buser is still minyan, because the shavuah kenevela wasn't the ass of the buser. Shavuah kenevela was that they said the chal blives a nesar, and as a nesar it also is an oiser. But it's an oiser the way it was an nesar. It was a nesar mitzav the chal of shibagumis, and it blives a nesar mitzav the chal of shibagumis because that's the din of efshel asof the oiser. So it's an oiser in the same way. It asks mitzav the chal of shibagumis. So when the posum took derech cheres, he still only need 59. Because we're not looking to mivatel the baser, we're looking to mivatel the chol of shebegumis. I kvela won't taste it, so we're not going to listen to any kvelas at this point, because Rabbanan said that this neser became an ice. So you come out of chiddush din according to Tosfos that when a chal falls into the chair, he's shiny, he can't give it to a kvela, because what's going to help a kvela? Kvela here. The kvela could taste the physical milk, but he can't taste the love of the shinuk. Okay, so chinuah chiddush din minagamar. Chaim Belozhin said, "Kol tefilay semi oidi hayisin oisim bad chiddush din echad minagamar." Yeah, you have some chiddush dim in the Gemara.
Okay, fine, we'll stop here. So, you're wondering, like, where does this get this Gzira come from? Like, how do you know about this?
How do you know about it?
This Gzira, no.